This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Leaders at the White Earth Band Public Health Department are trying new ways to connect tribal members with the band's health services. February is American Heart Month, so the tribe's nurses are offering health screenings at locations across the reservation. Reporter Melissa Townsend was at Shooting Star Casino in Manoman, Minnesota, earlier this month for the Women's Heart Health Day. She has this report.
It's Elder Day at the Shooting Star Casino. That means tribal elders get a free meal and $20 to spend in the casino. Cindy Rastet thought this would be a great day to connect elders with tribal health services.
We live in the country. We are in a federally designated medical shortage area. Okay, so our tribal health division tries to supplement, and we do a great job.
Cindy's team have taken over one of the rooms in the conference center attached to the casino. In one corner, there's a nice long table with coffee and fruit platters. And across the room, there's a table buzzing with very friendly nurses.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, I'm Heather Heisler. I work with White Earth Public Health. I'm a registered nurse. We're at the casino today doing our Heart Healthy event.
Heather explains today's event is exclusively for women.
Yeah, because heart disease is a number one killer for women. So we have women come in, they fill out a risk assessment, and the more checks they have, the higher their risk for heart disease. Then we'll be checking their blood sugars, their blood pressures, and then their weights.
There's a pretty steady stream of elders, casino employees, and younger women coming through the door. Did you get screened today?
Yep, I did. Yeah. Came out good, all my blood work.
Nice.
Joyce Hyelk agreed to talk with me about her health and her family history.
My mom and dad both died of massive heart attacks.
Is that why you're here today?
No, I just come to get the rice. No.
Now that we're being honest.
As an added draw, tribal members who go through a quick health screening and a consult get a pair of gloves and a bag of wild rice.
Come to get the gloves and rice.
That's only part of the story. She is keeping track of her blood pressure and blood sugar because of her family history.
There was 12 in our family, 6 boys and 6 girls. And all the boys are diabetic and none of the girls are.
When you have diabetes, sugar builds up in your blood, and that damages the blood vessels and the nerves that help control your heart. And that, of course, leads to heart problems. That's how Joyce lost 5 of her 6 brothers.
Except Pete, he's the only brother I have left.
Joyce's brother Pete has Down syndrome, and for nearly 40 years, Joyce has been taking care of him. She is one of millions of women across the country caring for family members. In fact, according to the National Caregiver Alliance, 65% of unpaid care providers in the United States are women.
When my mom died, she died of a massive heart attack, went to work one day and had her heart attack, never came home. And Pete was living with her then, so I had to learn how to give him a shot that day. So they took me into the clinic and I practiced on an orange.
And you have your own family, too, to take care of?
Yeah, I have 2 daughters. The baby was 2, and my older one was 4 when this happened.
Joyce says her husband was also there to help. She says when they first started taking care of Pete, one of the biggest surprises to her was how careful he had to be about his diet. But now, nearly 40 years later, healthy eating is just a habit.
I don't give him anything sweet. Nothing. And he can get 1 diet pop a day. Otherwise, I give him water, you know, a lot of water. Give him fruit, a lot of fruit, veggies. On his birthday, I give him a little slice of cake. I mean, I ain't going to kill him, so cake and ice cream.
How else can you blow out your candles and make a wish? The tricky thing, though, is that sugar doesn't come only from pop or cake or ice cream. It also comes from carbohydrates.
Bread?
Yep. Bread, pasta, potatoes, that kind of thing.
Because that turns into sugar, too. So I watch that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Joyce Hyelk is taking great care of her brother Pete. But for those still working to eat the right food and control their blood sugar, the White Earth Band has a dietitian on staff. It's another way the band is working to help tribal members and their caregivers manage their diabetes and their overall health. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.